If I put lights on my shoes, will I run faster? Can you guys also hear the voices? Or is it just me? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Hey, welcome back everyone to the podcast. You are listening to us on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And we're so excited to be back here bringing you the latest creepy paranormal tale, which we are about to investigate.
I'm joined
by best friend and war criminal, Kit Greer. Didn't even mention paranormal investigator that time.
War criminal is, that's still a pending title. My trial truly is pending.
Right.
So we'll just hold off on that one. Paranormal investigator. Or not.
Best friend title?
Pending.
It's actually very much dependent on the war criminal one, because I don't want to be associated with anyone who isn't a war criminal.
You've got to have common interests with exactly. Your friends.
So if you haven't listened to this podcast before, basically every week we investigate a brand new paranormal tale, case, or beast that is either researched by us or submitted to us to then be researched by us. Do we do a lot of the goddamn work? I'm just realizing.
There's a lot of piggybacking going on here.
Exactly. Oh, we're getting sidetracked here. One thing we like to do on this podcast is get straight to the point. Dive right into the episode. Or should I say, the hole?
Whoa.
Let's go back to the year 1795.
Wow, really dialing back the clock.
And we're on a little island called Oak Island.
Why does that sound familiar? Where is this island, roughly speaking? Is that a spoiler, or do you just not know?
Spoiler, wow. Yeah, can't tell you, because that's a big spoiler.
Took you a long time
definitely
to say
know
spoiler.
Definitely know it, and really? Don't want to spoil it. So we'll hang on to that little bit of info. A young boy named Daniel McGinnis is out on a walk.
Okay.
Fresh air. Ocean breeze.
Daniel McGinnis, this does sound like it's relatively close to home.
I'm just going to look it up.
Guys, so you don't
Jesus
know.
Jesus Christ. The spoiler? No.
I don't want to spoil the story for anyone. Not even me.
Oak Island is an island in Canada.
Okay.
Well, he's out there. Nice walk. Okay. Ocean breeze, etc., etc.
Beautiful.
When he stumbles on a patch of sunken ground. Now, usually, you know, you see a little patch like this. You wouldn't really be excited. But Oak Island. Or should I call it Treasure Island? Has long been...
gotta have to substantiate that, yeah.
I think it's pretty much stands for itself. But it has long been famous for the legends that surround it. Legends claiming that there is treasure buried on the island.
Never would have guessed.
So of course, young McGinnis grabs his friends, Anthony Vaughn and John Smith. And collectively, they begin digging down into the earth.
Anthony Vaughn, John Vaughn, and... his brother, Jovi.
They started digging. 2 feet down, the group hit a large solid stone.
Clunk! Whoa.
But that wasn't going to stop them. They removed the stone and kept digging, allegedly for another 30 feet.
What?
Look.
How would you even climb out at that point?
How many opportunities do you get in your life to find buried treasure?
How broke were they? That's what I want to know.
Dude, you're set for life if you find buried treasure.
I guess. Do you think... the people, presumably...
I will dig non-stop like a faithful dog if you promise me a single doubloon by the day's end.
I truly was born in the wrong era.
You know how people say ignorant people have their head in the sand? I am full body in the sand, swimming around in the liquid dirt looking for doubloons. That's how ignorant I am.
The problem is you don't see any value in anything other than doubloons. It's not just a figure of speech.
You can keep your... dollars.
I borderline
you can keep your goddamn queen's
the
money.
The Monopoly man offer you 10 mil.
10 mil doubloons?
No.
F off then, Monopoly man. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go, but do give me doubloons.
He runs you over in the big silver car.
Look, it's not my fault. Doubloons are the sexiest currency of all time.
What?
I don't want to get bought. I could talk about how hot doubloons are for hours. But that's...
I'm not asking you to. Please talk about it for 5 seconds. Just
all right.
Anything.
One, they're golden. Two,
okay.
They're hot.
I mean, not really.
Three, pirates had them. Four, pirates were hot.
Okay.
Five.
So it's by association. So you're just
pirates
attracted
of the
to
Caribbean.
Pirates. Okay.
Six.
Johnny Depp.
Jolly Roger.
Okay. I think you just like
makes
Johnny
me
Depp
seven,
and Orlando Bloom.
A horny Roger.
What I would give to be the cabin boy...
You best start believing in pirate erotica, Kit. Because I'm in one. So they dug for 30 feet. They dug and they dug through dirt and layers of oak logs before it just simply became too much. So eventually this was just too big of a task for the three little boys to do. But their excavation did establish the site that would soon become known as the Money Pit.
Whoa.
Almost a decade later, a company named the Onslow Company decided to take over the hole. Now these guys were men. Men with equipment. A goddamn dad squad.
Right, a borderline dad squad.
You've got a bunch of men out there, biceps bulging, dad knowledge in their brains. Mm-hmm. And they dug another 60 feet into the ground.
Wow.
Before the shovel hit something. They grabbed the object and lifted it out of the hole, washing the dirt off to reveal a stone. And upon washing away more of the dirt, they realized that there was something carved into the stone.
Oh.
The message was translated to reveal the words,
"Y'all got scammed." The little boys are sailing the high seas with thousands of doubloons, chewing on gold coins.
It just says, "More wood below." The message said, I'm going to do a pirate voice for it because I assume pirates carved it.
Please do.
40 feet below. £2 million lie buried.
Not £2 million, like the money. £2 million of something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite ambiguous, actually, because it obviously wasn't 2 million English pounds.
I mean, which, by the way, in the 1700s would be approximately £1 trillion.
Right. Which I don't think you could bury under an island.
That's true.
Unless, is the sand doubloons? And all of these people are just blind?
Tiny doubloons.
Now, obviously, discovering this, the team are ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
They start digging down deeper into the hole. They want to be the ones to find this treasure, the treasure of Oak Island.
Of course.
But suddenly, with one deep push of the shovel, water breaks through the soil and begins filling the entire hole.
Whoa, that's not good.
They
can you imagine the panic? Can you imagine the panic?
Yeah, right? Because, like, what are they on, 60 feet now? And then just goosh. And
60 feet
boom.
Is a lot of feet.
It's so deep.
That's several stories. The only way you're getting out at that point is by it. I mean, I don't know how physics works, but I imagine that if water starts filling the hole,
yeah.
Then you just calmly, Legend of Zelda, Legend of Schlelda style, rise to the top.
Right. Yeah. Or like, I assume they were smart enough to have a ladder in the hole.
A 60-foot ladder?
Yeah. Or a series of ladders. A pulley system. These are smart men. These are dads. They know what they're doing. I think this is the first time a dad's ever dug a hole. Hell no.
You have very high opinions of dads.
Well, news of the Money Pit and its treasure spread across the island like wildfire.
Wow.
But a lot of the locals were worried because legend has it that before the Oak Island treasure can be found, 7 people have to die.
I knew it was going to be blood has to be spilled. The blood of an innocent,
yeah.
A virgin child.
The blood of a dad has to be spilt.
The most pure blood of all.
Dad blood.
Atop the Aztec pyramid laying down a dad with his dad bod. Decades of drinking lager. And he's squealing, writhing like a child to get away from getting cut.
The blood of the father and the holy father that's required to get the treasure of the island. Well, the Onslow Company weren't giving up that easily, obviously. There's water, sure, but they use buckets, pumps, anything they could to drain the water out of the hole. But no matter how much they drained, the hole would always fill back up again.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're fighting against Mother Nature herself.
Or a pirate curse.
Right, sorry. Yeah.
This actually stopped progress for 45 years.
Holy shit. So it's not the same dads anymore. Presumably these dads are long gone.
But a new group of dads have stepped in. They come in the form of the Truro Company.
Where are their children? They're clearly not raising their children. Every day they leave their wife and kids behind. And every day their wives plead, get a job. We're starving.
They're like, listen, sweetheart, all you need is one win in the treasure hunting business and you're set for life. All I'm going to say is no judgment on these dads at all. You know, if I'm fathering a son,
right,
he's 11 years old, and you walk up to me on his 12th birthday and offer me the ultimatum of him or a single doubloon. Mm-hmm. I will follow you into the night. I will take that doubloon.
And
not even the doubloon. If you promise me somewhere in the park you've buried a doubloon, I will leave my
good
family.
Enough.
I will leave everything, all my responsibilities, to dig till the day I die.
There's a lot of talk these days of the human brain is fully formed in your sort of early to mid-20s.
Right.
Bullshit. Your brain is fully formed when you are too old to order a Happy Meal, about 12 years old. The day that your kid eats a cheeseburger off the 99p menu.
He's a man.
He's a man. He has hair on his chest and he can goddamn dig for his own doubloons. He can f*** off if he thinks he's getting in on this hole.
Tell McDonald's employee Greg to pour a shot of whiskey because your son just became a man. Give me a McFlurry, no Oreos. My boy needs to put hair on his chest.
Give me an apple pie extra hot.
And a root beer. Hold the root.
Staff were like, literally go to any other restaurant, you can have all of those things.
They're like, yeah, whatever. That'll be 15 pounds. Flick him a doubloon. Keep the change. Who are you and why do you have a son? Well, these Truno workers had a way of using drills to grab the soil at the bottom of the pit and drag it up through the water. This is 45 years later, you know, technology has advanced. They're coming at it with a fresh mind.
Mm.
One day they used these drills to pull up a strange object from the bottom. The whole crew gathered round to see what it was. After cleaning the object, they realized they had discovered three links from a chain made entirely of gold.
Whoa.
Right? The first big discovery. Can you imagine? I mean, this is 45 years after people have been digging for the first time in this hole, and you discover the first piece of gold? The legends are true. The gold is here.
I feel like the more gold you find, the more you gotta keep your voice down. Don't tell anyone about the goddamn gold.
Oak Island is a small island.
Small island. You're going to the pub that night, maybe kicking back with a brewski.
Yeah.
And they're going, hey, Joel, how's it going down the old money pit? And he's taking the piss out of you.
But you've rocked up and you've somehow made that three link chain into a full golden chain around your neck.
You've smelted it down.
You smelted it, you thinned it out, and now you have actual wrapper chains. And you've got grills.
And it was actually... and you're like, you can barely talk to them.
Yeah,
nothing yet. Nothing yet, Joel. Nothing yet down the old pit. I guess we're wasting our time.
Or you do that whole thing where you're like facing away from them and it's like, oh, there's old Crazy Max who's been digging away in the hole for years. And you're kind of looking away from them and you're like, yeah, I suppose, I guess you think it's all been a big waste of time. And turn like, oh,
everyone's
they're all
blinded.
Blinded by your golden grills. But the further they dug in the hole, the more and more water traps they would hit on the way down.
That's awful. This sounds so arduous.
It was like the money pit was booby-trapped.
There has been, in 50 years of discovery, there has been a lot of water and no money.
Chains?
Three links? That's barely even a chain. If one link is a link,
yeah.
Two links is... You cannot call two links a chain.
Three links? Chain city, baby.
Three
that's
links
a bank.
Does not wrap around even your goddamn wrist. That's a bangle.
But
I said it.
The value, though, in those chains is the promise that deeper down there is more than chains.
It's not money yet.
It could be. It could be.
Any money is very soggy at this point.
Well, anyway, they gave up.
No, they didn't.
The hole was too deep and it was too wet.
I can't believe this took 50 years.
Like how...
To come to that conclusion. How many dads' lives wasted?
Right? Well, people aren't going to let this thing go. Not after the gold was discovered.
F*** me.
So we're flashing forward now to 1861. And a group called the Oak Island Association took over. They thought, look, how about this, all right? We dig another shaft. And we could use that to drain the water from the money pit.
This is like the shittiest, oldest version of Storage Hunters. You know there's someone in the town who like, he like leans against a tree right beside the hole, flicking a doubloon, and he waits for passers-by, and he's like, oh, lordy. What am I to do with all these doubloons?
Not at all suspicious that he sounds like that in Nova Scotia.
And Canadians walking by. Oh, gee, sir, where'd you get that shiny coin over there?
Well, I got it on this here little patch of soil.
Gee, why do you talk like that, mister?
Well, when I see an irresistible plot of land, I just get taken aback. Now, say, you wouldn't be interested in purchasing of this here plot of land, would you?
Well, it's...
You look like a wise young man.
I'm sure it's too expensive for me and my brother here.
Well, could you put a price on pirate fortunes?
Pirate fortunes?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was pirates this far north.
The legend has it that there's gold buried in this here hole. And the most important part is no one has to die for you to get it.
No one said anything about anyone dying.
Did? I thought you mentioned... No, you didn't mention dying. No.
I just asked you where you got the money from.
Well, that's a good thing. No one has to die then, doesn't
you're
it?
You're very scatterbrained, sir.
Slowly tucking a rifle back in his trousers. Halfway through the conversation, he forgets what he's doing and starts eating the chocolate coin he said was a balloon.
Oh, appears the ruse is up. Well played, sir.
He's nervously dabbing his forehead like a southern gentleman, except it's like minus 20 in Nova Scotia.
Oh, the other shaft. They're going to dig another shaft.
Okay.
They're doing something different, at least. Yeah. It's not just dig the hole.
Yeah.
So, the workers are down there, trying to find some way to drain this money pit, when suddenly the floor of the new shaft starts to rumble beneath them.
What?
The bottom of the shaft gave out and dropped 15 feet. People are falling, ropes are pulled, everyone's panicking. All of a sudden, one of the water pumps above ground bursts and kills a worker.
Me. How? Is the water pressure, it's like a goddamn super soaker times a million?
I assume the pump just exploded. Okay. Maybe the guy was like right beside it.
There's some shrapnel just hit him right in the skull.
Just evaporated.
Okay.
Like red mist. Just poof. Like gone. And then a voice from the clouds.
The first has been claimed.
And a single doubloon falls from the sky. And then they're like, wait, does that mean there's only going to be 7 doubloons?
Yes, my fortune. Of Jack, the shit pirate.
Imagine the voice of God was a pirate voice. Imagine how worried you would be. You know, you're like a very faithful, God-fearing person. You're praying on your knees every night, you know, for the health of you and your family and your loved ones. And then the day that you hear back from the big guy upstairs.
It's just, the first thing you hear is, Yahar!
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. You know, or you know, like when you're dying, they have like the death carriage that like comes along. Mm-hmm. Life is fading away from you. You're slipping into death, and on the horizon, you just see the Jolly Roger flying through the clouds. You're like, oh shit! Like I can't believe I didn't have anywhere near enough treasure to barter with this god.
I did not live my life according to the pirate code.
Well, obviously, after this, the Oak Island Association stopped their expedition. Everyone obviously wants this treasure, but at what cost? The rumors of the Oak Island curse begin spreading once more. Would you keep going?
No! I never would have set foot in the hole to begin with. I am not an idiot or a dad.
You're missing out on a goddamn fortune here.
I'm starting to think whenever you crank out a child, you just lose all mental faculties and you start, you know, wishing on goddamn wishing wells full of money.
Well, look, you know, nowadays when men reach a certain age, you get your midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And nowadays you go buy a sports car, you know, right. You get a crazy haircut, you go like bungee jumping off a bridge.
Yeah.
In the olden days, all you could do was become a treasure hunter.
It's true.
You just had to become a pirate. Well, it turns out one death isn't enough to stop people from going after this goddamn treasure. There's a reason they call it the money pit. Either there's money in the pit, or people sink their money into the pit.
I'm glad you've acknowledged that.
Yeah. Well, a new group take over, and they're obviously coming in like, you cowards.
Mm.
One death is going to freak you out. It's like, you found gold and you're going to back off now. Like, he's, like, saying this as he's putting on his scuba diving kit.
He is you. I am ready to die for a single doubloon.
Yeah. 2 weeks from now, you're going to be kissing my golden ass. F***
and then like backflips into the hole, doesn't realize the hole's been drained, snaps his neck on the floor,
falls 60 feet, has like a long time to think about what he just did.
Then the voice from above,
the second death has been claimed.
Flicks a coin into the pit.
Another doubloon from
what is
Greg
that voice,
the
by the way?
Another life has been claimed.
Well, because I guess, like, you know, like good pirates, when they die, they leave behind like fortunes.
Okay.
But I guess this guy, right, who owned the money pit, was the shittest pirate ever. He only had 7 doubloons. You know, there's like Redbeard the pirate and Blackbeard the pirate. This is Neckbeard the pirate. The cheapest and shittest pirate on all the 7 seas.
Oh my god.
Every time he docks is Pirates of the Caribbean style. His boat is just sinking as he like approaches the harbor, steps foot on the docks, tips his fedora. I'm Neckbeard the pirate.
The only pirate to ever vape the 7 seas.
The new group arrive and they begin digging and draining the hole just like everyone else. Deeper and deeper. And one day, one of the workers, named Maynard Kaiser, was being lifted to the surface when his rope became loose from the pulley and sent him plummeting back down into the hole to his death.
He deserved it. I'm saying it right now. He deserved it. Should have known better.
This is death number 2. The legend says there needs to be 7 deaths before the treasure can be claimed.
It's a bad deal.
It is a bad deal.
Bad deal.
And then if you are, like, if you're the workman, show up at night with a crew, 7 specifically.
Yeah.
Push them in the hole, cover the lid, and wake up to treasure. That's my policy.
Also, you know, like, I'm a big animal rights advocate.
But human rights?
What the
f***? No. Get in the hole. This is me giving a speech to my workers. You are a bad boss.
Yes, Jim. Jim's raising his hand in the back of the room. I quit. Fine. I guess you can do that.
But you have to pick up your pension from the hole. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to leave the pension. Shit.
I haven't been contributing to your pension so much as occasionally tossing a coin into the pit. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, what's the rules here? Like, you know, like, I figure, like, rat deaths, that might be a little kind of low tier. But what about, like, I don't know, like a dog or like a chimp?
A chimp?
Because chimps can work.
They're basically shitty humans.
They can also...
monkeys.
Die better. I feel bad about saying
they
this.
They can die better?
It's not as bad, apparently, when they die compared to humans.
I'm really glad you clarified that. Instead of being like, they die better. They're louder, angrier, more sporadic. It's just, it's a better experience.
They're like bloody Spartans. They go down in a flame of glory.
Well, from 1909 onwards, many different groups tried and failed to excavate the money pit.
Jesus Christ. Last millennium? The millennium that we were born in?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Including a group of explorers called the Old Salvage Group. And here's a picture of the Old Salvage Group.
Oh, please. They definitely look like a capable crew.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, it's a picture of a dad squad.
It's a lot of
dads with a lot of free time digging for treasure. I wanted to include a picture of these guys because one of their members was actually FDR, the president.
What?
Yeah. He was a member of the Old Salvage Group.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He was one of the people that went to the money pit and looked for treasure. The president.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, this is a big deal. People want this treasure. They believe it's here. Well, these attempts continued into 1958. Now, we're saying a lot of people were searching here, but they're also finding stuff. People are finding sheepskins with messages scribbled on them.
What?
More tablets, engravings.
Oh my god.
Tools which they believed were used to make the money pit. And even mineral fragments of more gold. But with all of these artifacts, there is still no treasure yet. Maybe because there's only 2 deaths. Who knows?
God damn it.
The next attempt was made in 1959 by a man named Robert Restall and his team. One day while setting up the pumps to drain the water, Robert accidentally inhaled the carbon monoxide fumes emitting from one of the engines.
Okay, awesome.
The world faded around him. He began to lose his balance and he fell down into the pit to his death.
What depth is it at this point?
F***ing D. deep.
Very deep.
Real deep.
Okay.
I mean, it
enough was... Enough to break a man's neck.
It was like, what did we say, 60 feet? 100 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Like, it is getting insane to this point. It is so deep and large. And there's like multiple pits now. His son, seeing his father fall into the pit, ran over to climb down and rescue him. But... accidentally inhaled a huge amount of carbon monoxide
shut your mouth.
And fell into the hole.
Oh, Christ. Listen, get your carbon monoxide filters or alarms checked, people. It's a silent killer.
Which I guess is a canary.
Not only if...
check your canaries, folks. Two nearby workers shot up in panic and ran over to save the boy and his father. They inhaled the fumes and fell into the pit.
No, you're ad-libbing. What? This is real?
Four lives were claimed that day.
Shut your mouth.
The father, the son, and two workers.
This is so dumb.
All fell into the pit.
They're so pointlessly tragic.
That's six lives, Kit.
I was really wondering how you're going to get from like two.
I know. Because you think the people were like working that day and they're like, I don't know why we're digging. Like only two people have died in this pit. Like we got maybe years to go. And then it's like, oh no, did you not hear? Robert, his son, and the two workers just fell in and died. We're up to six.
God damn.
It's like D-Day now.
Whoa.
Everyone starts backing away from the hole because someone's about to push someone in. With Restall and his son dead and two of his workers, the team obviously gave up. You'd be crazy to keep on after this. But in the 1960s, the Triton Alliance were the next group to give it a shot. And, you know, 1960s here, we're talking pretty damn advanced.
This is very worryingly recent.
They installed a giant steel tube that they could use to lower a camera down into the money pit.
Finally, some f***ing technology.
Right. The camera didn't find any treasure, but it did see something floating down in the water. As the camera approached the object, it became clear. It was a human hand.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have died in the pit.
And soon after, the rest of the body was discovered. They don't know whose body it was.
Okay.
It could have been from the workers, but they never found out whose body it actually was.
Okay.
Soon after the body was discovered, the shaft started falling apart. The company ran out of money, and they had to shut down the operation. Is this one of the bodies that fell in the hole? Or did this mean there was already a body in the hole, and this is the seven lives claimed? Like, we could be at seven lives and not even realize it yet. Interesting.
I know what you're thinking. We're not going to the hole. I did notice that you had added a stretch goal to our Patreon page called Let's Go to the F***ing Hole. It didn't make sense to any of our patrons.
500
because,
grand for I mean, tools and shit.
We haven't released this episode yet, so they were none the wiser. We lost a lot of patrons, actually, on that one.
Which is weird because, you know, all of our tiers are like $5, $20.
Yeah.
$50, and then the last one is one doubloon. We go to the hole.
Send Triton Alliance. Who's Triton Alliance? No one knows who that is. I do like that all these companies have kind of cool names.
Right.
You got to have a crew name.
They're all the type of companies that are so rich that no one even knows what they do.
Yeah.
Like Triton Alliance. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
They're just a rich company that can
splash
money on
anything.
That could be
like a goddamn, you know, like venture capital fund, or that could be like a plumbers, who knows.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of cool. You'd hope it would be plumbers with the with the water and everything.
With the pit. Sure.
The Mario Brothers showed up on the scene.
Waluigi took in a huge breath of carbon monoxide, fell in the pit,
fell in the warp tube. And that takes us up to the last few years, when a pair of treasure-hunting brothers picked up the rights to excavate on the money pit. We're talking the year 2000.
Jesus Christ.
The History Channel became aware of the brothers' efforts and commissioned a show called The Curse of Oak Island.
Whoa.
Which has run now for 4 or 5 seasons.
Okay. How many deaths?
No deaths.
Okay.
Good. So far.
This is what the entire search needed. Was I understand that TV crews and stuff, they have like first
safety
aid people,
protocols.
Safety people. I'm just imagining one of these explorers and you know, they got a producer on site and he's like a, you know, savvy producer type. And he's like, okay, good morning, folks. So what's the first shot of the day? The explorer's like, well, I'm going to wrap a rope around my waist and my
neck and lower myself into the hole.
Well, I'm more or less going to jump in rather than lower myself. And then my brother's going to yank on the rope right before I hit the bottom. How about we put you in a harness and lower you down? Ah, I guess that could be safer.
Well, in the series, digging around the hole and the swamp area, they made a number of big discoveries.
Whoa.
First was a Spanish coin from the 17th century.
Okay.
Then a Roman sword.
What?
Then
How far back are we going here?
Dude, wait till you see. Then Portuguese carvings and even evidence that the island had been visited by the ancient Aztecs.
What? Shut.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. This is suddenly getting a lot deeper than just doubloons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why are there Romans and Aztecs and goddamn conquistadors leaving remnants around here?
We're just about to go into a little bit about the history of this island and why there are so many things on it.
Okay, please.
But basically, in the penultimate episode of the show's fifth season, the brothers discovered a brooch containing a 500-year-old gemstone. I mean, they're doing it.
They're finding treasure, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not just coming up empty-handed. They're genuinely finding treasures and artifacts around this money pit. This island, because of its location and its like incredibly colorful history, there are so many different theories about what actually lies in the bottom of this money pit. Because it was so central in terms of it being like a pirate hub, there's a lot of different legends surrounding what could be buried on this island. Some of the crazy ones are that some people think William Shakespeare's early manuscripts and earnings are buried on the island.
Why? Why would it be there?
Another theory claims Marie Antoinette buried her treasure on the island during the French Revolution.
What?
There must be some logical history to back this up. I don't know enough shit about history.
Jesus's freaking hat is probably down there, dude.
I'd really like it if you weren't talking about like the crown of thorns. It was just this dope hat.
No, his hat.
Like they left it out of all the stained glass windows, but he actually rocked a hat like 90%
of
the time.
He rocked a borderline beanie a lot of the time.
Jesus's beanie was the treasure. The son of God snapped back was the treasure all along.
it's like the legends of like golden treasures just, were very overblown.
Just the sticker on the Supreme hat. There's also obviously legends of pirates, Freemasonry treasure, and one very rich, popular, famous man named Vincent Astor financed part of this entire expedition.
Okay.
In the belief that they might uncover the Ark of the Covenant.
Wow.
I mean, whatever this island is and whatever this history surrounding it is, apparently there's like Freemasonry artifacts littered all across the island.
I spent a lot of this episode ragging on this story and quite honestly, as soon as we wrap this puppy up, I want to hop on Skyscanner, and I really think we ought to check this place out.
Right? It's pretty badass. We could get a cheap flight to Nova Scotia. Along with FDR. Along with this guy, Vincent Astor. Astor, throwing his money at it. Another one of the big investors was popular movie star John Wayne.
What?
He threw his fortune into this money pit. Paying Ooh-wee. And investing in teams to go and try and find the treasure.
Wow.
I mean, that does sound like a very John Wayne-y thing to do.
Definitely. But if there's one man I trust to get the job done...
John goddamn Wayne.
A fictional fucking cowboy character. Yeah.
But one of the most interesting investors that I found that really kind of blew this case wide open in a direction I don't know where it's going.
I mean,
going.
I don't know who this could be, seeing as we've currently had FDR and John Wayne.
One of the big investors in these projects was the one and only... Richard E. Byrd. Do you remember Richard E. Byrd?
Refresh my memory.
This was the man who flew to both poles and delivered cryptic messages about the Hollow Earth.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember this? Okay.
In one of those episodes, we listened to his audio testimony about visiting the Antarctic and about how we should be
worried. It's going to be important one of these days.
Yeah, the future needs to focus on that area specifically.
I mean, I think I deemed him to be wrong on that one.
Irrelevant. But why is a man who was once linked to the Hollow Earth now paying people to dig a big ass hole? I rest my case.
So, I think...
I rest
it's definitely
my case.
Rory's eating his notes. I mean, you obviously typed them. The data still exists on your laptop.
Case dismissed.
Not how court works.
I have paper cuts all over my mouth.
I don't know if that last bit of information is definitely pretty fascinating.
It was just interesting.
It almost means it's less true somehow.
So that about wraps up the history of the Money Pit and what's going on right now in the world of the Money Pit. To my knowledge, there has still not been any huge amount of treasure discovered, or at least discovered and declared.
Yeah.
Because you know the gov is going to try and tax that shit. Tax my doubloons. But obviously on this podcast, we're faced with a larger question. Is this paranormal? That's what it's going to come down to. Is this whole paranormal? Is this legend paranormal?
As always, that is the question at the end of every episode. I think my major problem with the concept of the curse is that it would, if indeed we have 7 legitimate deaths in and around the hole, don't know the exact, you know, small print of this curse. If we had that, it would at the very least be a fantastic coincidence. At the most, be a bona fide curse.
Right.
We don't know if we have 7 deaths. We have 6 verified deaths.
It's true.
In the hole.
It's true. And then this floating
and then
body.
This, yeah, which was too like bloviated to
that
know
could have been one of
was.
The workers.
Yeah.
God knows how many people were hurt or injured in that hole that they never told anyone about on the outside.
Yeah, and you know the guys who are in the hole, digging the hole, do not have loved ones who are like retrieving that body. These guys have nothing left to lose.
No. You die in the hole, you become part of the hole.
Yeah.
You know, I really like the story. I'm big into pirates and curses. But I'm not entirely sure if the curse of Neckbeard the pirate is essentially convincing enough, or we have enough proof or evidence of it to make a convincing argument that that is linked to the discovery of actual treasure on the island. Do I think that there might be treasures buried in that money pit or around it on the island? Absolutely. I think there's probably quite a few things that people haven't discovered yet on that island. Do I think that it is paranormal in any sense? No. It is a no from me this week.
It definitely blew my mind that there was anything other than dirt down there. That blew my goddamn socks off. But we have not seen anything produced. We've seen fantastic treasures produced.
Yeah.
Nothing paranormal.
Nothing paranormal. They didn't like hit a rock and a ghost came out. It was like, stay away! And like faded into the night. They're like, what the f*** was that?
What was that? Did you hear that? Holy shit. That was it.
I mean, that's like...
That's all the bar ghosts have.
No way! And they like fade off into the clouds. Yeah, I'd hope that would be enough to stop the excavation team. I mean, if water stopped them,
well,
think
I mean,
a ghost...
We learned from the ancient Egyptian expedition that they were warned at several turns that they were going to be cursed. And
oh yeah,
there was so much money behind the expedition, they did not stop.
Blinded by doubloons.
But I think it is a double no this week.
So unfortunately on the podcast this week, that is a double no. But thank you so much to Barry Norton for emailing the Oak Island Money Pit case into thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. That is a reminder, folks, if you want us to investigate a particular tale and talk about it here on the show, email it in, or you can tweet us at thisparalife or post about it in our Facebook group with the Secret Society. Shh, don't talk about it, but post there and tell all your friends.
And if you want to delve deeper down this rabbit hole,
this money pit,
you can check out the show notes of the episode. That's right. Every episode, we detail the research that went into it. In terms of Rory's research for this episode, that's probably, there's a lot of stuff redacted there that, you know, that he considered spoilers that you can find out about in the show notes.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, that this Paranormal Life Patreon is a bit like the money pit. You know, you guys throw your cash in it and there's a 1% chance you'll get anything of worth in return. Oh, but if you do get it, it's going to be worth it.
And not until seven
dads die
in the goddamn paranormal nation will our Patreon just overflow with doubloons and bonus content.
That's right. That's the only currency we accept in the commune, by the way.
Can we start
cult doubloons?
If there is someone technologically proficient in the paranormal nation, I would love to start a crypto doubloon.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And that would be the official currency, probably, of the paranormal commune. You know, we're really ramping up things towards the establishment of this commune, so we need to get lots of things in place, including a currency.
We only accept crypto doubloons and cult dollars for the commune.
Every week, we shout out members of the paranormal nation that have joined the Patreon cult and commune. And actually, first of all, I have an overdue shout out. We had one of our longtime listeners, Vicky Gregorich. Yeah, she emailed us a long time ago and sent in this incredible glass for drinking, this like jar glass for drinking Lombardi out of.
It looks very cursed.
It is highly cursed. It seems to depict a small girl with blacked out eyeballs carrying a cursed looking doll. The whole thing's black and white and very old and cursed looking.
And we love it.
Anyway, thank you so much for that, Vicky. And shout out to her sister's business where she apparently makes these things, decoupage.ie. And we're also going to shout out our most recent members of the Patreon. Here we are. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you to Dave Parrott.
Rory wanted to bloom. Throw it in the hole. That's right. Thanks, Mr. Parrot, for chucking a doubloon in the hole of the Paranormal Pals. We appreciate it immensely.
Thank you to Rachel McCormick.
Rachel, how long can you hold your breath? Because I got a hole that's filling with water with a bunch of doubloons in the bottom, and I need someone to swim down and grab them for me.
These are presumably the tactics used by the very persuasive explorers of this hole.
If you're interested, Rachel, please call 0800. Give me the money.
Thank you to John Slingsby.
John, you're just the man I was looking for. I need someone who can climb down a hole, vertical, head first.
Why?
What's your tolerance to carbon monoxide, John?
Same as anyone. Completely fatal.
Then you're not the man I was looking for. I apologize. You're barely a man at all. A real man could withstand the poison.
This is you after you've spent 2 weeks in Jamaica. Thank you to Jeffrey Horden.
Jeffrey, are you hoarding my doubloons? Cause I'm poor as shit.
Thank you to Tom Strachan.
Tom, you look like a Strachan young man that could lower me via rope into a big ass hole. I tell you what, soon as I come back up with a whole bucket of doubloons, I'll give you one. Sound good? I take your silence as a yes.
Thank you too. This is a goddamn crazy celebrity shout out. Famed designer Tom Ford. Thank you so much. I don't pop Molly, I rock Tom Ford. International, give me the doubloons. Thank you too, Luke Aldridge. Thank you, Luke. And you know what? I'll dredge to that.
Jesus Christ. That was such a stretch.
Thank you to Daniel Bruzas.
Daniel, please, to the love of God, do not bruise us. We promise you we'll give you the doubloons as soon as we find them. I know you've invested a lot in the goddamn hole. We all have, Daniel. Give us a little second. Do not bruise us, and we will get you your freaking money. All right?
Thank you to Kieran Bain.
Kieran Bain, you are insane if you think I'm going in that goddamn hole with you. You're going down alone. I'm scared of the dark, scared of water, and I'm scared of holes.
The curse is on a six. I'm sending one more person in there before I get in there.
And it's going to be Clumsy Bain for sure.
Thank you to Melissa.
Melissa, you have officially been in charge of the This Paranormal Life militia. Because we need someone to head up that operation just in case anyone tries to leave the cult.
Yeah.
Commune. They leave the commune.
It's mostly for, you know, to protect the commune.
To keep them out, not us in. But we will stay in.
Yeah, we will. thank you, lastly but not leastly, to J.B. Adley.
J.B., I gladly accept your offer as a sacrifice to go down into the hole, head first.
One more question. Are you a dad, though?
Who? J.B.?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. Yeah, I was like, irrelevant. Father of six, but irrelevant.
You gotta make sure you're a dad, JB, before we send you in there, or else the gods will not be pleased.
Absolutely not.
Thank you to everyone we've shouted out so far in this podcast, and everyone who's shouted out before. If you haven't heard your name just yet and you are a patron, that is because your shout out is coming in a future episode. So just hang in there.
If you're coming to the paranormal cult, remember to bring a shovel, because we will be digging holes nonstop. Have you seen the movie Holes?
Yeah.
That's gonna be what the commune is like. Digging holes and eating onions, or whatever the f*** they eat in that movie.
We need to start painting the commune in a better light.
What we haven't mentioned so far is free mind time, which stretches from night to day, aka 24 goddamn 7.
Free mind time?
Free mind time, no rules, no restrictions. You okay. Believe it, it's real. Welcome to the commune. I could be on a little...
Wow, you're really good at bullshitting. You'll be awesome at this.
I'm gonna be a great cult leader.
Commune, dude.
What?
Thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will see you next Tuesday for a brand new paranormal tale.
Bye-bye.
We're tracking.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. I can't get to sleep. I think I'm out. Sorry, that's just my vocal warm-up.
So high.
I'm also reading from my diary. I can't get to sleep. All I can hear is the ticking.
Everyone else in the house,
shut the fuck up.